DJ Magic Mike. Some of y'all gonna come along for the ride. We starting down here in downtown LA. And I'm calling this the Avish Show. Because the journey gonna take us right down there to the rental car spot. We're gonna do our thing. That's to the west and to the east. That's the bus terminal. All else fail, get you a ticket and go anywhere you goddamn like. You got that? Remember, this is DJ Magic Mike. It's my show. And we gonna detail it and put it out there for y'all. Straight up Instagram. Love you and peace out.
smoking tracks like Heartbreak, featuring vocals by R&B great Gladys Knight, the only thing Megan Rochelle hopes to break is the top 10.
This is something that I've always dreamt about doing since I was a baby.
No one can love you with all of this, and I'll prove it. We caught up with the 20-year-old songstress during the filming of her first video, The One You Need, featuring Fabolous.
I'm basically telling the guys, I can be the one you need. You know, who's this other girl? You know, I'm here now.
Born and bred in the Big Apple, Megan learned early on that she had to be tough.
I'm a sweet, soft person, but at the same time, growing up in the streets of Brooklyn, it just made me hard naturally.
And it was her tenacity that landed her on the Apollo stage at only 11 years old.
I did the audition for Amateur Night, and I was so nervous. I literally, like, pee-peed on myself.
Well, luckily, that little accident didn't hold her back.
Yeah, I won Amateur Night 5 times.
Never been to court, you know, pain.
But it wasn't until 6 years later, after a move to Philly, that she got her first real big break, when she caught the eye of Nate Morse of Boys to Men from his rearview mirror.
Met her on South Street.
I was like, wow, I can't believe this. This is Nate from Boys to Men.
And I was like, well, you know, what do you do? She was like, I sing. I was like, do you sing or do you just, you know, you just try to sing?
That's when he was like, well, sing something for me. Come to my studio.
When I know I should just let go. What you done to me?
With Nate becoming her manager, Megan got to work on upbeat dance tracks like Let Go. 2 weeks later, she got signed to Def Jam after head honcho L.E. Reid knew he couldn't let her go.
She sang a cappella.
And they will be back that I will have to find.
When she finished, he kind of didn't say nothing, and he asked her to do it again.
L.A. fell in love with my voice right then and there on the spot.
I knew right then it was a wrap.
The rising R&B star just wrapped up a tour opening for Chris Brown, visiting radio stations, and making inspirational visits to high schools. Now Megan's poised to drop her debut this summer, which features hot, sultry songs like Out of My Mind.
I just want to let everybody know out there that's watching, if you want to pursue a goal or a dream, do it, because I'm here right now and it's like a dream come true.